Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy Major. This is hoodhype.com, home of the hottest underground talent on the internet. And this is episode number 16. And for those of y'all who've been busy, you know, been visiting the website and been stopping by, you know that we got an interview coming up in this show. And the interview is with none other than Isham, aka Black Hitler. And for people who don't know who Isham is, man, he's a, you know, bit of a controversial figure. Been around since, you know, 1989, man, doing his thing. And dude, you know, really ain't that old, man. He started at a real young age. So, you know, he was cool enough to take time to talk with us, and we gonna go over his whole career, you know, from start to what he's doing right now. And for people who might not be familiar with his music, man, Isham is pretty much the godfather of what we call acid rap, man, which is, you know, this real ill shit, man. People like, you know, ICP and other groups have kind of tried to duplicate and imitate his style, but he's the king of all that shit, man. And we're gonna discuss that. And I know people probably thinking, what's up with the Black Hitler shit? But, you know, he used to go by Isham the Unholy, and the dude's music used to be on some wild shit, man. The kind of stuff where cats in the hood would be like, man, I ain't fucking with that dude, man. I ain't listening to that nigga believe in the devil. I'm not messing with it. And cats used to for real be scared to even pop in the CD. But being from Michigan, man, I've been listening to his music for a long time. So we got all that coming up later on for y'all. We're going to talk with my man Fro, see what's going on in the hood this week, and catch up with him and see what's happening. And you already know that we got four of the hottest tracks coming for y'all today. And to kick it off, man, our first artist is Big Hank. And he's got a dude on here featured by the name of Jacquay. And the name of the track is called So Confused. And man, this is one of them songs I think, you know, most of the fellas out here can relate to it, man. I think every guy, they kicked it with that one female that just had their nose wide open, man, and had them doing shit they wouldn't ordinarily do, you know, as far as cutting off, you know, hanging out with the fellas and shit like that. And basically the girl just had you whipped up, had you shook up for a minute. So the song is funny, man. We're going to get into that. Shoot, Big Hank is coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I don't know if I already said that. The album is called Revolutions, a Love Song. And the label is Sentimental Entertainment. And that's also the name of their website. But they spell that a little bit different. It's C-I-N-E-M-E-N-T-A-L entertainment.com. So go there and check them out. But we about to go ahead and slide into that track right now to kick it off. Let's go.
She had me open from the word. She put my soul on blast. She made my heart beat from slow to fast. We were supposed to be together to the aftermath. But see, I counted on the wrong shit and skipped my math. I chose my path, hoping I could make this last. Downtown like a herb holding shopping bags. Had me chick flick watching every Saturday night. And only rashing out the booty when I acted right. My boys were clown, talking about she holding you down. You used to liven up the party, now you wearing a frown. Got my grown man on, I tried to flex my shit. Attitude, finger pointing, then she grabbed my wrist. She touched my lips, closed out and laid the kiss. Made love to your boy, then she flipped the script. Told me I was inconsiderate, maybe just a little bit. I tried to read between the lines, but I was just illiterate. So in love, I don't know what to do. Come on.
I
okay.
So
baby girl, you got me so confused. Baby girl, you got me so confused. And I remember when we first hooked up. She kept the crib on point. She used to cook, clean, and roll the joints. Poured drinks at the spade games and kept the points. But play game on your man like I played with coins. You made your point. Talking about the love she grow. Took a nigga off his corner for the love below. You had the mood set right. You turn down the lights, you in the bathroom. You making sure you know spell right. And that's cool, you left the bathroom and made me drool. Shook a nigga off his game plan and blew my cool. I played the fool, hoping I could hit it and quit it. The way she came up in that room with that thong is sick. She thinks she's slick, made sex the drug to kick. I tried to kick a cold turkey and she made me sick. Mad tricks up her sleeve, Millennium Eve. She said, I'll make it so you never gon' leave. Oh boy. What to do? So in love, I don't know what to do. Come on.
And you're like,
all right.
Me so confused.
baby girl, you got me so confused.
Ooh, I can't love you, I can't hate you. I don't have the heart to let you.
All right, y'all, let's catch up with my man Fro and find out what's hood this week. What it do, Fro? What's going on this week, man?
Major, what's good?
Not too much, dog.
Let me just start right off. First, we're going to talk about my man Uncle Luke, the godfather of Freaky Dicky.
Uncle Luke?
Yeah. Have you heard his audio book yet?
Nah, I didn't even know he was coming out with one.
Yeah, he released mid-February. It's called Uncle Luke, My Life in Freaky Times. It's a 3-disc set, and it's a audio book, which is really a good idea because, think about the people who are going to be listening to it. You know, that's right up their alley, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it looks like he ain't real happy. He said he's going to be retiring after this from rap.
Oh, he hanging it
and
up,
moving on. Yeah, he moving on into the adult film market.
I didn't see that one coming, man. That's like natural progression right there, man. Right from 2 Live Crew to doing a dope film. That's crazy.
So, it's not that he's gonna be a star in them. He's gonna own the company. He's gonna target. So he said he's gonna be like an upscale urban market is what he's gonna market. So it's gonna be like a Playboy for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, featuring our women and things we like to see. Oh, you know what that means?
Hell yeah. Da-doom.
Doom, 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 doom. Feel me?
For sure.
So what else going on? Oh, Dave Chappelle's Block Party dropped tonight. It's a lot. It looked like it's gonna be a banger. I ain't seen much, but I saw a couple clips. It's gonna be a lot of stand up, a lot of just improv, walking around in the streets, acting a fool. You know, that exactly what we like to see Dave do.
Oh hell yeah! I gotta catch that, man, because I saw him when he was on Oprah and he was talking about it, but I ain't know it's gonna have stand up included. So if it's got stand up, shit, I'm there. I probably would have been there anyway, just because Dave, that's my guy right there. I fuck with
exactly.
Dave.
I'm hoping that it's going to show that he really ain't losing his mind. He ain't smoking crack and all the silly stuff that people, the cats be talking about. So we'll have to check. We'll get back with you about that one.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. Dipset, my man Cam, suing Chris Brown. You know who Chris Brown is? He's that little light-skinned Usher Jr.
Yeah, the little R&B cat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dipset, Cam is suing him. Over a verse that Joel Santana did with him. It was that the remix to the Run It.
Yeah, I heard that cut.
Yeah. He's suing him because he ain't got his money yet. They haven't got all their money yet. This is the contract. So I just gotta put it out there. It goes from I got guns that's bigger than yours. I got this. I got that. I got a Ferrari. Niggas trying to jag me. All this. I want to hear the Dipset track called I Got More Lawsuits Than You. I Got Bigger Settlements Than You. That's what I want to hear, man.
Are you crazy, dog? Hold on. I mean, what they supposed to do? I mean, I hear you. The whole hip-hop game, man, got lawsuits like a motherfucker, especially nowadays. I mean, everybody's suing everybody. But, I mean, how you supposed to handle it, man? I mean, Chris Brown, like, 16, you can't just go, go to high school, snatch him out of class and rough him up. You know what I'm saying? And be like, nigga, give me my money. You know what I'm saying? You can't come up to a young dude like that.
They've been in the game long enough that why can't they get a structure in their contracts that they can't get robbed out their money? Like, I don't get it. I think that needs to the Dipset Incorporated needs to sue them and can just keep it out the radio. I heard this on Hot 97. He was venting about it. He said, shouts to Chris Brown. We don't get my money. You know, you better settle. He's intimidating him over the radio.
Intimidating a 16-year-old.
No.
That shit is crazy.
Cassidy, he out of jail today. He has served 8 months. He's been there since June of 2005 when he was put in there on accessory to murder or something like that because he supplied the guns and all that. So glad to have him out. I'm looking for that third album. I know it's gonna be nothing but fire. I don't know what he's gonna rap about. I'm tired of rappers going to jail and stuff like that. But
oh, so he free and clear? He done?
He free and clear.
Okay.
And clear.
Oh,
they
cool.
Had reduced it to the lesser charge, which was supplying. It was like accessory,
okay.
Supplying guns to the cats who shot them dudes up. But so he got 11 and a half to 23 months. and he got out at the 8.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Shouts to Cassidy then. That's cool.
For sure. Benzino Watch coming at you.
Oh, man. Here we go. What's new this week?
Funk Flex. It ain't nothing he did. It's my man Flex. He's on his show. And he actually shouted out. He done put his feud with this source up to bed. He's crushed that, man. He ain't even mad at them no more. He's more aiming at that Benzino. He's still ribbing him a little bit. He touching him. He said he shouted out the source, and then he shouted out, he went as far as shouting out Benzino. Then he said, oh yeah, I heard your car got repossessed, so you could, I could buy 10 Bentleys, and I'll lend you one, because they're repossessing yours. So that shit made me laugh.
Doing them like that? What's the problem with them? I didn't even know they had beef or had issues. What's that all about?
Benzino done tried to air him out, saying that the payola stuff.
Oh, okay.
Where he done paid him for tracks to get rotation, and he done seen other people and stuff, and he's like, I like how Flex handled himself too, because he said he's been accused of taking $1,500. He's the first African American spokesman for Castor Oil. He works with Yahoo.com. He got Lugs. He got all these ventures that he's doing. He works for Ford. He customizes Fords for car shows and stuff. He got all this stuff going. He got a $100,000 contract with the Castor Oil deal alone. So why would he jeopardize all that by taking $1,500 cash from some cat? It don't make sense. So I like how he's handling himself with that, because it don't really make sense. I think the Ray just put him out there. I don't really know too much about that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, shit, I ain't going to try to say I know. I mean, I don't know shit about what Flex do as far as payola. But I will say this, man. That shit is still live and direct, man. People, payola exists to this motherfucking day, man. From the small markets to the major markets. So I ain't saying, Flex did it or whatever, but just because you got all them other business ventures, I mean, shit, $1,500 here, $2,000 there, that's still money, man. So I don't know. But I mean, Flex defended himself pretty well. He got a good argument.
Yeah. So. And if he is taking that $1,500, it's not hot.
Hell no, that's that bullshit.
Yeah. That's about it, man. I'm about to get up out of here, get to that Chappelle Show block party.
I feel you, man. Hey, you gonna let me know how that is, man. I'm gonna try to catch it myself either tonight or tomorrow, but. If that shit is fire, get at me.
No doubt.
All right, cuz. I'll holler at you next week.
One.
All right, y'all. That's what's going down this week. But now we about to keep it moving with a collaboration with two cats out of Tempe, Arizona. And the name of this track is I'm That Dude. And the two artists is Ghost 45 featuring Boss. And Boss used to go by the name Megatronium. And if y'all visited our website, man, you probably heard him on the promo. And, Boss definitely be doing his thing on the mic. And I also like to take a moment, man, to go ahead and tell other artists, if you want to get down on a promo and if you want to be in on that stuff, man, go ahead and send us an email and we can definitely make that work. But the name of the album, man, that they got coming out is called The Hayden Lane Mixtape. And the label is the Dead Poets Society. And if you want to check them out, man, you can go to myspace.com/Megatronium, which is MEGATRONIUM. So go there, man, hit them dudes up and, check them out and see what they got going on. But we about to roll into I'm That Dude right now on hoodhype.com. Yeah.
Hayden Lane, we right here. Ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Get used to it. Hey, DS. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, it's lovely, it's lovely, let's go.
I'm that dude, hustling in the streets every day. You know your boy, I gotta make moves. I'm that dude, muscling my way to get paid for this game. Push the crack, it's gon' move. I'm that dude, going for the top. I came from the bottom, got nothing to lose. I'm that dude,
be the cream of the crop. Push my team to the top, kick my beam on your knock. While I'm airing out your block, nigga fiend in the car. Jack banging in your lot, put my heat in your pot. From street to the treetop,
seems stretched in the fit in my life. So you can stab me in the back, I give you the knife. I'm a survivor, a soldier in the streets, I'm a rider. I tread water when it's deep and your cowards get slaughtered in the streets. And it's like you can't see, like a grown man walking in his sleep. Cause talks get cheap and the rich is getting richer. And I ain't saying shit, get the picture. But I don't wanna stress no more. And sometimes I feel deaf knocking at my front door. Life getting harder, road getting colder and colder. As I'm getting older, my goals getting farther. Praying to the Father. Lord, I know you're busy with the war right now. And I don't wanna bother. But sometimes I feel like Mr. S. Dot Carter. I
can't lose is duck the snakes in the charges. I make moves and hit the game with the hardest. Do my thing and fucking bang with the squadron. Maintain and make it out the game is the target. Aim be the farthest, 4 or 5 the boss.
I'm that dude, hustling in the streets every day. You know your boy, I gotta make moves. I'm that dude, muscling my way to get paid with this yay. Push the crackers, gon' move. I'm that dude, going for the top. I came from the bottom, got nothing to lose. I'm that dude.
Be the cream of the crop, push my team to the top. Kick my beam on your knot while I'm airing out your block. Nigga fiend in the cop, yak banging in your lot. Put my heat to your pop, from street to the town top.
But in my mind's eyes, tick it slow, and I can see the milliseconds clicking. You already know, till we get this next sale, I'm holding the fifth scale and measure the coke well. Hold on to the coattail, you can watch the hope sail while we cash in. Young niggas on the block, hustling, thinking mansions. I do it with a passion, similar to Christ, and I carry that cross till they stab me with the knife. We all tired of the strife, but I'm wearing black stripes. Referee in Hayden Lane is my vice, it's my life, and I'm that dude, a man amongst mice. When we say we hustling, it's not about dice. Yeah, your little spit's nice, yeah, you got your rims bright. Better lace your tears tight and be prepared for the fight, and be prepared for the flight. Quit fronting like you want it, yeah, right. Y'all the same cats that playing in your system ain't high. Y'all the same cats that running at the mouth but out of sight. And I'm the same cat that run up in your house and cut the lights. You don't bang that, this shit ain't even loaded. You don't snipe, plus your wife want me all up in the system at night.
I'm that dude, hustling in the streets every day. You know your boy, I gotta make moves. I'm that dude,
muscling my way to get paid with this yay. Push the crackers, gon' move.
I'm that dude, going for the top. I came from the bottom, got nothing to lose. I'm that dude.
Be the cream of the crop. Push my team to the top. Get my beam on your knot while I'm airing out your block. Nigga fiend in the cop. Jack banging in your lot. Put my heat to your pop. From street to the
that dude. Hustling in the streets every day. You know your boy. I gotta make moves. I'm that dude.
Muscling my way to get paid with this game. Push the crackers, gon' move.
I'm that dude. Going for the top. I came from the bottom. Got nothing to lose. I'm that dude.
Be the cream of the crop. Push my team to the top. Get my beam on your knot while I'm airing out your block. Nigga fiend in the cop. Jack banging in your lot. Put my heat to your pop. From street to the
top. Hustling in the streets every day. You know your boy. I gotta make moves. I'm that dude.
Muscling my way to get paid with this yay. Push the crackers, gon' move.
I'm that dude. Going for the top. I came from the bottom. Got nothing to lose.
Okay, man, I told y'all about the interview with Eshawn, man, and now without wasting any more of y'all time, here it is.
Yeah, what's up, player? Hey,
what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm chilling like a villain. You all right?
Yeah, I'm cool, man. I'm cool. But shoot, man, it looks like End of the World just dropped on the 24th, and shoot, this is your first album, you know, that you put out, and it looks like quite a while, about 4 years, really, and I guess a lot of people probably want to know where you've been at and what's been going on with you for the last couple years.
Well, basically, The End of the World is the new Nidus album, and Nidus is my legendary rock hip-hop group that's been around for over a decade. Actually, this is the 7th Nidus album that we released January 24th. As far as where I've been just chilling. You know, I've been doing a couple of tours, but I'm home for the Super Bowl. And what a great way to kick off Super Bowl week. I'm dropping my album, and it's going down.
So what was it like to get back in the studio with Nidus? Have y'all been doing things even over the last couple of years, or is this kind of the first time y'all done got back in the studio in a while?
Well, basically, Nidus is the band, Eshawn, a.k.a. the Black Hitler, TNT, a.k.a. the Dynamite Kid, and Mastermind, a.k.a. the Hellraiser. And we always been doing a lot of stuff musically just within the Detroit area, trying to spread it out to the world, you know what I'm saying? And everybody in the group been doing something just musically, even if we didn't all come together as Nidus to do a record. You know, I put out A1 Yola, and I've been running with that for the last year. But the new year was kicked off with the brand new Nidus album. TNT got a new solo joint coming out called Suicide Bomber, and that's what we're working on currently right now.
I'm a, you know, a fan, man, from way back. You know what I'm saying? I had the Boomin' Words from Hell, the Judgment Days. So the first Nidus Blasphemy was, that's still a damn classic that, you know what I'm saying, I'll still throw that in whenever. And so you've been putting it down for a long time now. I read something, man. I want you to tell me if this is true. Were you a freshman in high school when you put out that Boomin' Words from Hell?
Yeah, no doubt.
For real? No, that's crazy, man. Because, I mean, I don't think, you know, people who from outside of Michigan, we got an audience that's from all over the place. And so some of these people might not really understand. But to put out a CD that spread that far, man, that's just, you know, that's impressive to me, man, to do that as a freshman in high school. That's crazy.
I got in the game when I was like 11 years old. I was born in New York, but I was raised in Detroit, and I went to school in Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just going back and forth from Detroit to New York, that's how I really got into hip-hop. And I was about 11 years old when I started recording, and me and my brother decided to make a record company, which was Real Life Productions. My brother was 13.
How you kept it going for so long, man? I mean, what advice would you give to somebody as far as how to stay in the game and keep coming with it?
So we've been grinding. You know, it's a grind, man. It's a struggle. You know what I'm saying? We've been independent all this time. You know, we don't have a major deal. Or you feel what I'm saying? Now, when you get those records, we put those records out. You know, we found a way to get those records to you. There wasn't no radio play, no TV play involved, and still not to this day. And we all, like, been those guys in the forefront fighting for MC rights up in the Detroit area. You know what I'm saying? And you know, always preach the one loveness to the Detroit love, but still, we the ones who took those blows for the people now even getting played on the radio. And we still don't get no play on the radio, but that's what the making of End of the World was really all about. Because there's so much craziness going on in the world with all these crazy tidal waves and just all this war going on, you know. And I don't know if you read the Bible, but they say a lot of prophecies is coming true. You know, revelations, you know, it's really going down. These are some of the last days we're living in. And, you know, it's a hole in the ozone layer the size of Texas. You know, we've been all over the world. You know what I'm saying? We got fans all over the world on the underground trip. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Really real, it's not a game, you know what I'm saying? And people ask me how long I've been able to survive in the trenches. It's a war out here, you know what I'm saying? And we treat it as such, and that's how we play the game, and that's how we able to survive.
Well, that's real, man, that's real. Now, you know, we're gonna get your opinion on that. Have you ever been, I ain't gonna say tempted, but have you ever wanted more mainstream attention? Or because you definitely carved out your own niche and you got a big following, and I mean, have you always been content with that, or have you ever wanted to kind of get more exposure?
I mean, we strive for that every day. You know, we do the same thing every day. You know, we actually trying to take over the world. I'm serious.
Yeah, I think.
And you know, we want more radio play and stuff like that. You know, the radio is wild nowadays. Like, there's nothing that we can say that's gonna shock anybody. But, you know, we sort of picked up what P.E. left off, you know, in reality of the situation. You know what I'm saying? And just like everybody else, we just want to be heard. But the difference between them and us is we got something to say.
Two-part question. What's your state of the hip-hop game in general? And what's your feeling on the Detroit, you know, hip-hop, you know, rap scene?
Detroit got some fire starters coming out. You know what I'm saying? But to me, they must learn to pay homage to the ones who paved the way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or it ain't gonna never work. You know what I'm saying? You gotta just, like I say, Detroit got some bomb-ass acts coming out of it. I love what's happening in Detroit. But if they don't want to give respect, they ain't gonna never give respect. Not from the industry. You feel what I'm saying? Now they gotta respect each other.
Yeah, because there's a lot of cats, man. Like, I mean, Eminem for one. And then even like Kid Rock, not the Kid Rock that's out there now, but the old Kid Rock. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them people, you can tell they was influenced by the real life sound. And I'm not really.
Mama, he used to come over my mama's house and ask us how we get records at Harmony House and then Best Buy and even Enchanted Eats and stuff like that. You know what I mean? He used to ask us to help him, and we was those guys who did actually help him. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, you talking about Kid Rock or him?
I'm talking about Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, okay.
But he know me from way back, you know what I'm saying? But it's always been that thing where, you know, we wash each other's hands. You know, you help me, I help you out. But, you know, it just seemed like, just like the South, how everybody is, it's all good. It's 360. It's a complete circle. Up here is not really a complete circle. It's really one-sided. And they don't want it to go around in the circle. They don't want everybody to see what's coming out of here. I enjoy everybody's music that put records out in Detroit. Slum Village, you know what I'm saying, to the Dirty Girl Boys, you know, all of Ray Ray, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm up on all of that, you know what I'm saying? But people got to learn, you know, like I say, it's all about respect. You know, if you coming from the same town, you got to respect what the next man is doing. Even if you don't appreciate what he's saying or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Even with Eminem and them, I respect what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, man. That's real. I mean, it's good to hear that you can give that love. It just, like you said, it'd be nice if cats could go ahead and return that favor. But
I know, but you know, it's going down regardless, though. You know, because we still in the game, and there's a lot of people that's still in the game. We ain't going to stop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And like I said, it's a lot of stuff that we gotta get our hands into them and been able to, you know, be involved, be, you know, all around the world, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got fans all around the world, dude. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I say, the world ain't ready for this, but we gonna drop it on them anyway. And it's that end of the world.
I hear you. Which, man, you touched on a little bit earlier about religion, and I got to get this out there just to kind of, you know, clear the air, because there's some people that still got questions about your background, because you used to go by, you know, Esham the Unholy, and the first album was Booming Words from Hell, and I know a whole bunch of people, me being from Michigan, when Kill the Fetus came out, I heard all kind of crazy ass stories about, oh, he really got the baby at the house and all this crazy shit. So, man, what would you say to people as far as, like, some people probably want to know your religious background, and they want to know is, you know, some of the stuff you say, is that all, you know, your real beliefs as far as the Nadas and, you know all the stuff that's been said?
With Nadas, they be like, Nadas is Satan backwards, but Nadas, you know, we don't look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a lot of words in the English language say something different if you look at them backwards. You know what I'm saying? But we look at Nadas as a nation ahead of time and space. We always been ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying? Actually, a lot of people that's in the game, you're in the game, but they reading from our playbook. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of people doing the things that we've done. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Religion goes, you know, dude, I'm going to just tell you like this. It's a higher power. I believe in that. And a lot of people think I might be going to hell, but I'm not. You feel what I'm saying? I know where I stand at with that. You feel what I'm saying? And my family, all that, know that. But, you know, they just make it harder for a black man, dog. Don't think it, they don't. I saw some Malcolm X, Huey P. Newton shit out here. Don't think that. That's who I am to these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
And, you know, a lot of people be scared of that shit because it's real. We just be talking some real shit. But then again, you know, we eased up on their minds a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But it's now time to just put it in overdrive in the 06. Because it's wide open, you know what I mean? And I just let my music speak for itself, you know? I don't think nobody can do it better. And they still go to my catalog and look at our songs and replay them and recreate our ideas and all that, even up to this day.
What advice would you give to a underground or unsigned artist that's trying to lock up his city or kind of, you know, get known in his region? Because, I mean, you done already did that, man. You did it from a young age, and you created a big following real early in the game that stuck to you.
Well, basically, the whole entertainment business overall is in a slump because the internet killed it. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They killed the movie business. They killed, you feel what I'm saying? It's a real tough business to get in from a beginner stage at this game right now, you know? And my advice would be, if you really don't have a plan and a stomach for it, and you only as big as your dollar that you putting into it yourself, they're not really going to mess with you, man. That's the game, man. You got to come, I mean, it's like boxing. You got to come with your game strong.
That's true.
But and just the whole record business and all in total in general is down because the internet messed up a lot of stuff like that. And we was putting out records, you got to think, way before the internet was even created.
Yeah, you was moving units strong way before, you know, all this, you know, e-commerce and all that got started. But
it's all to the good, you know. It's for every negative, it's just as negative as it is for business. It's just that positive, you know, because now you can reach a wide radius of people. And my advice would be, if you feel like strong about what you're doing, it don't matter what nobody say. Man, you can hit the streets with it. You can go and get a deal with it. But a lot of the eye of the world is on Detroit. And, you know, they gonna come in here and start giving everybody deals. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you have your game tight. And just like I say, pay homage to those who paved the way and those who still in the business. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't like them, you know what I'm saying? You got to respect them and just learn how to rep your city and stop imitating what you hear and see out there. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like what they show on TV is definitely not like what it is around my block. Not on the east side.
Yeah,
you know, I'm talking about what the other city to show up. So we want to reflect what's out here in our city, and that's just what we do. It's going to be grimy and gritty, you know what I'm saying? That's what our music represents. We represent like the blue-collar workers do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't know Hollywood type shit. You know what I'm saying? We just on some real shit. You know, so that's what our shit reflect, the griminess and the grittiness of what Detroit is, these great scabs every day, dog.
That's real, man. Shoot. I appreciate you, man, taking the time out, you know what I'm saying, to talk with us. You stay out there.
You too, player.
All right.
Peace.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. I'd like to thank Eshawn for taking the time out to do the interview with us. And, man, I want to direct people to acidrap.com, and that's spelled out exactly how it sounds. You know, go there and check out, you know, their website. That's the home of Eshawn, Nadas, and the whole Real Life Productions crew. And the CD, End of the World, you know, just came out not too long ago. So if y'all want to go to hoodhype.com, man, we got a link up there on our website so y'all can go there and check out that CD. But now we about to roll into our third track of the day. And this next song, man, is political as fuck, man. And I like talking shit about politics. And so this track really got my interest, especially with all the speculation going on this week. Man, I don't know how many people out there be staying up on the news. But, you know, I heard that Hillary Clinton might be running, you know, in 2008. And that's, you know, good news to people who was fans of Bill Clinton. And this track really references a lot of the bullshit that went down with the 2004 election, especially all them crazy people in Ohio, man, that voted for George Bush. I still don't understand that shit, but I ain't gonna get all the way into that right now. But the name of this track is called Politrix, and the artist is my man Akir, and he's coming out of Brooklyn, New York. And the website, if you want to check him out, is www.oneenterprises.com. And Akira's album is called Legacy 2006, and the label is One Enterprises as well. And the song is fire, man. I, you know, feel a lot of the shit that he's saying, and he really gets into some, you know, deep thought as far as the whole political game. So let's go ahead and check that one out right now.
The fingers coincides with a widespread belief that people do make deliberate attempts either to thwart African American attempts to vote or to miscount the ballots once again.
I don't follow the news, they just add to my blues. Politicians and they big feet can never fill my shoes. They don't care, think we all live off welfare. It's hell here, why should I vote like it's ever been fair? My people in despair, they still ballots. We hit hard like still malice. Malintentions are the founders and they still counting. No child left behind, read between the lines. Trying to control a precious mind. Zombies in the school line, ridicule for trying. Ritalin junkies, for the powerful country that keeps promoting our flunkies. 18 years old and your brain is like lunch. Me programmed to follow these dummies to the suburbs and slums. Me pull us over soon as they see blacks in the front seat. So I'ma run streets, fuck freaks and cars with dumb beats. Me and mine is gonna be fine. Fuck standing in the picket line. I'm trying to get these dollar signs. Dodge it tough.
As it turns out, about half of the votes which are thrown out spoiled for technical reasons are cast by African Americans. Why? African Americans get the crappy schools, they get the crappy hospitals, they get the bad police protection, they get the bad voting machines. The main thing is there is no coverage on American television and American radio about the massive disenfranchisement of black voters.
Yo. Politicians that be gargling that garbage shit. Boggle with anonymous officers, the opposite doctrines, the legal tender documents. Pocketing the profits off the rockets while they kick us out. The project's logic, surprise of common sense. Rising occupants, survive environment, surviving, and they got you doing 5 to 10. Just the other day, I was pissing out some toxins when the cops rolled by. I got a ticket on the block again, sending letters included as a child offender for indecent exposure. I should have looked over my shoulder, my cousin got locked. Pops lost his job, we evicted. Waiting on Section 8, but the list had been restricted. Elections hit and I missed it. I was dealing with some real shit. My brother joined the service, not even nervous to get hit. Saying that he's out, kid geek, they got Saddam ousted. I pray because he's doubted, now he's trying to get about it.
Are you a criminal?
No, never been convicted of any crime.
But they had you down as a serious convicted criminal.
Wrong person. I've never been arrested in my life, you know. Got out of the military, been in the medical field ever since. I mean, you can't even work for a hospital being a convicted felon. And I was in the Persian Gulf War, so, you know, pretty screwed up how they did me, but what can I say?
It makes us wanna shoot the coppers like that nigga rolling robbers. What a pride of us, they rob us every time that they stop us. They try to give us vouchers to move us out the hood, but when we try to use them, damn, the shit was no good. I got a letter from my brother, said the media confuse ya. The Army Navy game was flipping coins from Fallujah. No proper armor when they move us. Damn, we trapped Kurds, Shiites, and Sunnis surround us in Iraq. Kerry laws, Colin Powell doing the tail. Ashcroft, ass off. The shit is even getting more foul. Network of elected delegates are all derelicts. Look how shiesty Kerry is. Damn, it's all relevant. It's never how they tell it is. So I gotta get my shit straight and handle my biz. The next time we had to go vote, I might go. Plus, I heard there's a lot of jobs and a lot of fine assholes in Ohio.
If we cannot imagine social relations based on peace and justice and equality, we will find ourselves caught up in the rhetorical universe that has been fabricated by global corporate dominance and its major spokespersons in the Bush administration. So what does it mean to fight for democracy today? Another world is possible. Possible.
Let's check out our feedback from last week's show.
My nigga, what is y'all saying?
Our first feedback this week comes from Jason Smith, who emailed us at info@hoodhype.com, and he said, been listening for a while. I was curious to see who else was really holding it down for hip-hop in the world of podcasting. First episode I checked out featured the Buckshot interview. I must admit that the interviews are my favorite part of the show. Plus, the R&B submissions have picked up a bit, and that adds a certain something to the show. Still digging on that Honey Brown joint from a few shows back, as well as the soul cut that came from Germany. And that's Jason Smith. And then I also got another email to me directly, and this came from Lowkey24. And he said, what up, Major? Just want to make it quick. Want to let you know that I'm feeling the show and love what y'all doing for the underground music movement. One. And that's from Lowkey24. So shout outs to both of y'all. And as far as the R&B goes, man, I'm feeling, you know, exactly what you were saying. It does add a, you know, certain variety to the show when we get R&B to spin. And I want to encourage more people out there to, you know, submit that R&B music, because we're really looking for it. And so hopefully we'll continue to get, you know, R&B. I'm still looking for some reggaeton or some fly ass reggae or anything that's urban. We trying to spin it and we trying to get it out there. So that's what's good. It's come to that time now. We about to go ahead and roll into our final track of the day. And this song, man, is just a flat out banger. And it's kind of funny that earlier in the show, man, we had a song about dudes being all caked up and whipped. And these cats right here, man, is just spitting straight game at the females. And the artist is called State of the Union. And it's two dudes coming out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the name of the track is My World. Man, the hook on this one is killing them, man. The production is killing them. The lyrics are sick. If you want to check out State of the Union, man, you can go to www.stateoftheunion.com, and that's stateoftheunion.com, and the name of the album is Volume 1. Man, let's go ahead and get into it, man. I'm loving this shit right here.
No resisting with the game. I be spitting once I get it and hit it. They'll be wanting me every minute. Gotta get condoms custom because the magnum ain't fitting. So I say, make the plastic with a little more inches. Be a little timid when I'm on a mission for digits. But I ain't quitting. I persist until I handle my business. If the chicken ain't showing no interest, I'ma move to the next. Cause that bitch just don't know what she missed. Typically, I got a lot of enemies. Cause every chick that I hit be leaving they main niggas just so they can get with me. But here's the facts. I be scared to crack. Cause these chicks be stacked. And rejection on, dog. I can't handle that. I got a fetish for chickens with thick thighs. I got a fetish for chickens with red eyes. I got a fetish for chickens who don't be tripping when they in commitment. Pro six who whipping they own ride. I let a chick who be giving me eye, showing me something for me that they like swine. And I respect those who say they got a man. No, that just forced me to lean back like a fat Joe. But if you cute or think I'm cute, where you at, Joe? Hit me 850-225-20. And I ain't desperate, just looking for affection. Maybe I'm lying, mommy, I'm just looking for some sexin'. But I can take you where you need to go in seconds. Give you my perspective and rejecting any type of question. Makes suggestions on your flaws that you need to get corrected. Cause that's maybe why adults is all you detecting. And I ain't perfect, but mommy, I'm worth it, yep. It's a friendship, just with a little benefit. The name Sin, don't mistake me for no sin. See the name Sin, so ride with a real nigga, G.
It's your hips, it's your eyes and your thighs, girl. Baby, you're a fly, girl. And you into my world. Cause I'm a fly, boy. Ride or die, boy. You know my style is fly, boy. I've
never lied, boy. Damn, she bad. She got a sharp swag and she trying march fast. Shit. It will make me a fag to let her walk past. She had a mean step, popping out a green Lex, rocking expensive jeans I ain't even seen yet. She bad, but I know I can have her. Getting shut down never ain't matter. I gotta go grab her, so I started walking a little faster. I tapped as soon as I got close enough to ask her. I spoke smoothly. I said, sis, excuse me, I don't be doing this kind of thing usually. I ain't some damn groupie, but when I look at your beauty, it's better than them chicken heads in the movies. I can tell that you real picky and choosy. Give me a minute before you try to answer me rudely. She paused and looked crudely. So just give me your name and number, that's the only way you gon' move me. I'm just trying to find me your lady, so I don't care if you just had you a baby. I don't care if your nigga is crazy. I just wanna give you a number in case you ever wanna page me. Your man, I ain't trying to stop that or block that. So if it's just back shots you need, I got that. Come on, sis, I know you thick, but I spotted another chick. You better start talking or I'm walking.
It's your hips, it's your eyes, and your thighs, girl.
It's your
baby,
thighs,
you're a fly girl, and you into my world.
Hey.
Yes, I'm a fly boy. Ride or die, boy,
yeah.
You know my style is fly, boy. Eyes never lie, boy.
Said it never, never lie, girl. Yeah.
Once again, y'all, man, it's that time for me to close it out today. Had a jam-packed episode for y'all, man, and I hope y'all enjoyed it. Listeners, man, go out there and support these artists. Go buy these albums. Cop these CDs, man. Grab these mixtapes. Send these artists emails, man. Do whatever you gotta do, but tell these people where you heard their track. And if you forget the website addresses that I'm giving you, or you forget the email addresses, go to hoodhype.com and go to the voting section, and we got all that information listed there, man. So get in touch with these people and let them know how much y'all feeling and how much y'all appreciating their music. Oh yeah, now don't forget, go to podcast.yahoo.com and go to iTunes and drop us some votes. It's real simple. Just go to iTunes and search Hood Hype and go there, man, and leave us a review. I want to say shout out to smoothbeats.com. You can hear us on there every Thursday at 7 p.m. Or if you're just looking for some hip hop to listen to, go there and check them out, man, because they're spinning some of the best music on the internet. Shout out to Hip Hop Directory. If anybody's searching for anything related to urban music or anything related to hip-hop in general, Hip Hop Directory will steer you in the right direction. Hit us up at the Hype Line at 313-406-7577. And as usual, come on out to the message boards and let us know what's good. If you want to email me, major@hoodhype.com. Or if you want to hit up the website, info@hoodhype.com. But that's what's good, y'all, man. I'm about to get up out of here. Until next time, this your boy Major signing off. One.
This show has been a Mac Major production.